This is Teachable Moments with April podcast, and you guessed it, I'm your host, April. If you're a returning listener and a part of the Teachable Moments with April podcast family, welcome back. For those who are checking me out for the first time, well, hello and welcome. To everyone listening, be encouraged and look for the teachable moments that are all around us. Enjoy. A prayer for caregivers. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the selfless hearts of caregivers. We admire their unwavering dedication in the face of adversity. Bless them with your divine strength and wisdom as they care for others. May your love and grace shine upon them, sustaining them in their journey. In your Son, Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. One of the most difficult and harrowed experiences of this human journey is to care for a loved one whose health is failing. For months or years, caregivers tend to the needs of others, often at the expense of their own. Yet some conclude caregiving is the greatest blessing of their lives. What are the spiritual aspects of caregiving that can make it meaningful? And how can caregivers be supported even through their own exhaustion and grief? Today's episode is from Strength and Grace Daily Devotions for Caregivers by Guideposts. Devotional number 5, Holy Spirit Nudges. We look at the book of John 14:26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to you your remembrance all that I have said to you. I have always been an optimistic person, waking up with excitement and plans for each day. Then came the whammy of an ill husband who needed much caregiving from me, the formerly free spirit. Now, morning wake-ups were not happy ones. All my rituals had to be tossed out the window to be responsive to Lee's needs for the day. I tried to joke about my new keyword, flexibility. I repeated to myself, let go and let God. Then I tried to find optimism, but it was lost. That's when the Holy Spirit nudged me. You are a photographer. You are a writer. You have always found satisfaction in those things. Now, I live on a mini farm in Kansas with great views of sunrises and sunsets. Lee was sleeping later these days, so out I went to catch the sunrise. Pure magic. I took a picture with my phone whenever I felt a nudge, no planning. And afterward, I made myself a cup of coffee and looked through the photos I'd taken. Then I thanked the Holy Spirit and looked forward to a new day, believing that I really could let go and let God. Getting out and taking those early morning photographs became my trusted ritual. And nearly 3 years later, I'm still doing it. Just the Holy Spirit in me with my little phone. Dear God, thank you for your nudges every morning, and I will pay attention. By Alice Eckenhart Wright. You were just listening to Teachable Moments with April podcast. I truly hope you enjoyed this episode. We invite you to stay connected with us on the other social media platforms of ours, which is TikTok, Pinterest, Instagram, Threads, and YouTube. Also, we'd like to invite you to check out our official podcast landing page on podpage.com/teachablemomentswithapril to see all our content in one place and leave personal messages, feedback, and more.